Hachette Audio presents Sleeping with the Ancestors, How I Followed the Footprints of Slavery. Written and read by Joseph McGill Jr. and Herb Frazier.
Griot, a member of a class of traveling poets, musicians, and storytellers who maintain a tradition of oral history in parts of West Africa. Joseph McGill Jr. dedicates this book to the enslaved ancestors whose voices were muted when they were on this earth. Slave dwellings can be preserved, but as already proven, they can be lost. It is the responsibility of archaeologists, archivists, genealogists, scholars, and griots to resurrect the voices of the ancestors and give them the respect they rightly deserve. To my mom and dad, the late Susie Mae McGill and Joseph McGill Sr., I honor your memory. To my daughter, Jocelyn, a recent graduate of the Tuskegee University College of Veterinary Medicine, you reached your quota of sleeping in one slave dwelling with me. To my lovely wife, Valerian McGill, thank you for allowing me the time to sleep with the ancestors and follow the footprints of slavery. When I was in the military, I visited in 1984 the living space where Anne Frank hid from the Nazis. Seeing that cramped space taught me the importance of historic places. It planted a seed that would grow three decades later into the slave dwelling project.
Herb Frazier dedicates this book to Jim Campbell, Jack McRae, and L.R. Byrd and Horace Mungin, dear friends who have joined the ancestors, and to the next generation, grandchildren Lauren Nicholas Kinsley and Connor Thomas, Nathaniel Perry Hamilton, Roman Lee Frazier, and Roman Avrion White. Forward by Herb Frazier. As a boy, I unknowingly spoke the names of white men who enslaved black people. Streets named for slave trader Henry Lawrence, slave-owning U.S. President George Washington, and Vice President John C. Calhoun, a staunch defender of chattel slavery, bordered my tiny neighborhood on the east side of Charleston, South Carolina. My home was a public housing project built in the 1940s as a slum clearing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?